Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We are not done talking about the NFL draft. And our buddy KSN Jim over here, as he seems to be making his rounds on the internet. We didn't really get a chance to get into one of the themes that hits Penn State's backyard once again. You had a couple of underclassmen declare for the draft who did not get picked in the draft. The purpose of this segment is to look at the guys on the current roster who could, whether it's early or not, declare in 2020, 2021, 2022, and try to figure out who the best NFL prospects are on the roster. But as you look at Kevin Givens and Ryan Bates in particular, guys who left school early, put it all on the line. You never know what their situations were. You don't know whether the monetary rewards of landing in the NFL were too much to overcome. You don't know whether they were just done playing for James Franklin. You don't know what the circumstances around both of these guys were.
Right.
But what you do know right now is that neither of their names were called. They're going to both get shots as undrafted free agents, and it's not crazy. You know, it happens every single year that guys come in and they blow you away as undrafted free agents. And Brendan Mann was a good example last year for the Carolina Panthers. He came in, impressed the coaching staff from day one, and he ended up having a little role for himself. Ryan Bates and Kevin Givens, we'll see what happens. Bates is in Philadelphia, Givens in San Francisco. But the conversation shifts to, and I'm fully on board with this, if you are making a decision as a 21-year-old to leave eligibility on the table,
right,
to declare for the NFL draft, does that really need to be the end all be all? That's final. That's it. You're not welcome back in college football because you tried to go make some money for yourself. I think that is a rule that needs to be put back under the microscope and give these guys a second chance. You know, like if we were all crushed by a bad choice we made when we were 21, we'd all be, you know, like this is something that's going to change their lives potentially. If it doesn't work out for Kevin Givens in San Francisco, if he doesn't catch on anywhere, if he's on a practice squad for a year or two and then that's it, should he really be punished by not going back to school, maybe improving his draft stock a little bit?
See, I guess where I come down on it is at some point there has to be some accountability to guys who leave their team. And keep in mind, if these guys leave their team, they're going to miss all of spring practice to get ready for the draft. So then you're talking about reintroducing guys to your program. Not reintroducing, you obviously know what they are and what they're about. But, I mean, at some point, if you decide if you leave a job to go take another job and then that job doesn't work out, you can't just go back to your other employer 9 times out of 10 and say, hey, yeah, that was a mistake.
But it's not a job.
Well, that's true.
The answer, they are student athletes, Gregory. Right. They are not employees.
And that's why a lot of these kids leave, because they don't want to go to school anymore. And that's the other thing.
Right.
So, and that's their choice. And they will be able to go back and finish their degree with the school paying for it. But, I mean, I just think that there's too many – with basketball, it's a little bit different to me because you have so many guys that leave early anyway. And with football, I think we're seeing this trend more and more. What was it? 30% of the guys that left early weren't drafted, I think. Is that what I saw? Something in that ballpark.
Yeah.
I mean, it was somewhere between 25 and 30%. Of course,
it's too high.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel James Franklin always talks a lot about the unintended consequences of things that seem well-intentioned but come with side effects that don't necessarily work out. I just don't know if giving, you know, 105 guys would declare for the draft and then 40 of them don't get picked and you let them go back, that number's going to go up to 350 or 400 guys thinking that, well, you know, I'll go see what I can do and see what happens, and if it doesn't work out, I'll just go back. And that presents its own problems, I think.
I have an idea. I have a solution. So you already have the NCAA transfer portal. You create an NCAA draft portal.
There you go.
Those players land back in their same transfer rules apply, but they can pick anywhere they want to go. Maybe it's they go back to their home team. I just don't think that should be final. I don't know. I get what you're saying about a guy not being around for spring practice and all but leaving his team to pursue this, but I think it's kind of silly that they don't get a second chance at it. The accountability, sure, I guess, but I just don't feel like that decision should have the potential to be fatal. You made it this far.
I guess at some point,
you've been exploited for 3 years.
Yeah,
4 years in some cases. You have literally been exploited by an organization.
I mean, some of these guys have. Saquon Barkley was. Kevin Givens wasn't exploited. Come on, what was his market value?
You don't think it's exploited to work?
It is, but let's not say Saquon and Kevin Givens are on the same.
No, it's not. They're not on the same plane. And Saquon would not have to go into my newly invented draft portal. He would not be coming back, but I just think, you know, if you're toiling away, you know, you're getting beat up. You are up at 5 a.m. every day.
Well, not anymore. They changed that. Remember, they have afternoon workouts,
whatever.
That's not the point.
You are putting in – I know they put a cap on hours, but
– Well, yeah, a cap.
Sort of.
Right, yeah.
You have no downtime whatsoever. You are going through things physically and time management-wise that put a strain on you every single day. You telling me you would not be tempted to test that and you would not benefit from the fact that, like, okay, I tested it and it ended up being not for me.
Oh,
it's not this. I know that they get the advice on the front end, like you are a first round pick or you are not a first round pick.
Right.
It's flawed. It's not complete. Some guys would like to know, like, will I be a late round pick?
Right.
That might be enough for
me. Yeah, because the way it works now, my understanding is that it's first round, second round, third round, and then after that it says return to school.
Yeah.
But Sharif Miller, it worked out pretty good for him. I mean, he's a guy that you know, he would have gotten the return to school grade. And why? I mean, was he really going to go from round four to round three, round two as another year at Penn State? Maybe. But I think we both agree that his game is his game, and he probably can be developed at the pros while making money the same way he can at the college level without it. That's no slight of Sean Spencer or anybody else. I think it's just reality.
All right, let's look at the guys on the roster as it is now. This was the purpose of this whole thing until KSN Jim got in the way. who strikes you as you know, I think number one on the list probably is going to be Yetur Gross-Matos, just at 6'5", 265, with the way that they say he runs and obviously the production and all that. The question for him is how high can he go? You know, he's going to be a true junior in 2019. Is he going to be an automatic for the 2020 draft? I tend to think so.
Yeah, I mean, unless he gets hurt or just regresses significantly, I don't see how he stays in school for another season after this one. I mean, he is just so talented. He is the pitcher of durability and consistency and talent. I think you'll start to see some first-round talk maybe even associated with his name. Now, I mean, he has to produce this season to get that far, but this guy is extraordinary, and I think he was a third team pick of the media the coaches in all Big Ten voting, which just I'll never be able to figure that one out. But, you know, this is a guy that has really risen the ranks the last two seasons. Dustin, he has a chance to be an All-American this year. And if he is, he's definitely gone.
So he's the best and closest to NFL talk. You can hammer down through, you know, Michael Mennett, for example. Would he really be a guy who leaves early? I tend to think not, especially since it was a little slower go for him. Like Ryan Bates and Connor McGovern both started playing a year before Michael Mennett did. So he'll have 2 years under his belt of being a starter, and maybe that's enough. You know, if he has a big year this year, maybe that's enough, but I tend to think that he's going to be back. He's got a lot of proving to do, but athletically in that profile of his, it makes sense for him to be in that conversation. He's up over 300 pounds now this spring. You see him physically be a little bit more of a finished product. So I think he's definitely got that ability. I just don't think it's going to be in his best interest to go after 2019.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. I think that he's a guy that with two more years of seasoning this year included will get into that range Connor McGovern was in, if not better.
A couple, you know, younger guys – I'm really excited about Jason Elway this year. I'm really excited about his potential. Maybe he did run a 4.33 in the 40 last week. Maybe he didn't run a 4.33. If you are running a timer that you're anywhere close to 4.33
right.
at 250 pounds, you need to be mentioned in this conversation. There's a long way to go, obviously, but there's a chance here that he has 2 years of production, leaves as a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing, you know, physically, if that's where you're at, if you produce anything that matches or resembles that, he's going to leave early.
Yeah, it's almost – I caught myself for a second because you said redshirt fresh sophomore, and I forgot that he did redshirt last year. Even though he played, he only played in four games, but
he had to have the most tackles for loss among redshirted freshmen in the country last year.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. Yeah, I would take those odds on, and during Kentucky Derby week, I might add. You know, when you look at everything he's accomplished, everything Mike has accomplished, there's a good chance that Penn State's in store for two very special draft classes over the next 2 years. And I know Etor headlines this one. And the leave early candidates, yeah, I don't know, Castro Fields maybe in that boat. I don't know who else you wanted to get to in this segment. KJ Hamler could be in that boat, though. I think that a guy like KJ has to time it right because there's only so many guys in the NFL that do what he's capable of doing. And if you go when all those guys have solid situations, you're probably going to fall down draft boards a little bit just because, again, there's only so many teams that want to run an offense with a guy like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, any offense could benefit from him, but there's certain teams that really prioritize his combination of size and speed. And so I think you have to watch and see. And if a couple of those guys leave the league or are on not good footing, literally and figuratively heading in to the 2020 NFL season, maybe you see him leave early. And if not, maybe he sticks around another year. And also, of course, it depends what he does on the field this season.
I think the thing that could help him the most is if he makes impact plays on special teams. If he proves himself in that capacity and teams view him as that type of weapon, that's going to help his NFL stock too. Pat Freiermuth, two more years of production that if he grows just a little bit from his freshman year to his junior year, you could be looking at a pretty special draft prospect there too. Justin Shorter, obviously the physical ability is there. Rashid Walker, I'd say, without a doubt, the most talented, most NFL prototypical, if that makes sense, offensive lineman that James Franklin has recruited. You're going to see him take on a role this year. And if he shows marked improvement as the year goes on, that will give me some confidence that he could be heading that direction. Sean Clifford, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon. I think you've got more guys who have more NFL potential on Penn State's roster than you ever have, certainly under James Franklin, and probably for a really long time at Penn State.
Not enough time to add this conversation, but in light of the conversation about changing the rules to allow guys to come back, should they change the rules to allow guys to leave early?
I'm less on board with that than I am on guys being able to come back. I don't think freshmen are ready for that pounding in the NFL.
No.
I don't think sophomores are ready for that. I'm okay with that rule.
You just shorten your career lifespan at that point.
Absolutely. I believe that too. All right. We got more show coming up. Ask Greg is coming up right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.